on 92.7 and 106 FM.
All right, let's start with that cricket SA story, and it's really just been a crazy week, hasn't it? Standard Bank confirming this morning that it will end its sponsorship of the Proteas in 2020. As I said earlier, this is another blow for Cricket South Africa. It's come under fire on multiple fronts, with one of the latest issues being the resignation of an independent board member. That was a short while ago, Professor Shirley Zinn. And then accreditation for several journalists was revoked on Sunday. And here there's now confirmation that there are three officials that have been suspended by the association. All right, let's get the latest now and speak to Tholakele Mganga, who is a reporter and producer at EWN. Tholakele, thank you so much for speaking to us. What on earth is happening at Cricket SA? Standard Bank is now out. What reasons are they giving for pulling out?
Well, thank you so much, Clement. It's been a hectic week for them, and there's so many fires to put out at this on this front at the moment. Currently, sponsorship is the big issue. Standard Bank announcing this morning that they're pulling out, or rather, they won't renew their contract with Cricket South Africa for the Proteas national team. That contract ends on 30 April 2020. The one thing that they emphasize is the fact that the reputational damage that has been caused by this week, starting with the accreditation, and really an opening a can of worms about what's really been happening within the association. And that's really that they're losing money. At the moment, we don't know what's happening with the Proteas team 3 weeks until that series against England. We don't have a coach. There's so many people that are applying for positions that we're not really sure, like Graham Smith. They want to appoint him as director of cricket, but he has issues about how involved the board will be in terms of his own work. But the board itself is also resigning because they have their own issues. So there's a whole bunch of issues in which CSA aren't really addressing. We've got different leaks, different things that are happening at the moment, but CSA haven't officially said anything. Yeah. And to top it off, they've got a special board meeting taking place tomorrow where President Chris Nenzani and CEO Thabang Moore will finally address everything that's happened this week.
So basically, they'll also tell us what's next and what's going to be happening going forward. Have they reacted yet to this development around Standard Bank?
Not in terms of Standard Bank. They have consistently released roughly in 2 or 3 hours after one person says something about them, then they'll respond to that. But I think the issue for Thabang Moore will be the fact that people are consistently calling for him to resign. Also, President Chris Nenzani, his position is also under fire, because in the midst of all of this, it's Thabang that's been dealing with all of the bullets, the one that's been taking all of the blame. But you ask, where's everybody else within CSA to actually shoulder the responsibility of what's happening?
My goodness, we'll see what develops next. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Tholakele Mganga is a reporter and producer at EWN.